B-Pod Studios.
All right, here we go. Second date update on the 10s with the Get Up crew, Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. It's brought to you by Dunkin'. At Dunkin', grab the new Southwest Veggie Power Sandwich or the Beyond Sausage Sandwich and pair your pick with an oat milk iced latte. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
How can we help you, Stephanie?
Well, I don't know what's going on with this guy, Gary, who I went on a date with, and now he's completely ignoring me.
Wow.
I met him, first of all, okay, I met him at a bus stop. We were both waiting to go to work, which I know is not a good way for a love story to start.
No, that's okay.
And we swapped numbers, and we seemed to hit it off. So we went on a date that was nice. I mean, we went to dinner. We went to the movies. He is not answering me now, which honestly doesn't happen to me. So I need to know if I'm guessing he's probably in the hospital or something, because I've never had a guy not hit me up.
Or maybe he was kidnapped.
Or maybe he was like, Jesus, I don't have a car and commuting to meet this girl for a date. I have to take 3 trains and an Uber.
Exactly. Red flag, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll give him a call for you next, okay?
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up crew.
Hot 96.9.
You want to talk about a love story, Stephanie? Met this guy, Gary, at a bus stop. Meant to be. Two people just commuting to work together. They hit it off, started talking, ended up going on a date. She said the date. Did anything weird happen on the date before we call this guy?
No, nothing weird happened. It was a good date. You know, we had fun. He seemed to really like me. And that's why I think, like, something probably happened to him.
All right, stay quiet. We're going to call him right now.
Hello.
Gary?
Hello.
Gary?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, he's alive. He's alive, I think. It's okay. Gary, we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Okay.
So listen, here's the deal. We're calling you because somebody actually called us about you. They like you a lot, and they would like to take you out. And we're willing to pay for the date if you say yes.
Oh, really? Who might this be?
Well, it is a lady by the name of Stefani, and you and her went on a date already. The girl you met at the bus stop.
I don't know who that be.
You guys were both at the bus stop together, going to work or whatever. You started talking. You hit it off.
Nope.
Stephanie?
I can't remember. Stephanie. Steph.
Steph.
I definitely know Steph. This was like, you know, months ago. We went ice skating, and she's amazing. And if it's her, yes, I'm down. She is.
Wait a
second. What is that?
I think I gave you the wrong number.
Stephanie, girl?
I forgot. I went on a date with another Gary. This is Fat Gary that I went ice skating with.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Did you tell me Fat Gary?
Listen, no offense, but that date was the worst. Just to give you some advice for future dates, okay? If you're going to have the profile picture that you have, you might want to tell someone in a text at least. To, like, be aware that there's a beer belly coming at them, like, in 3D. Like, if we're going to go outside,
oh
like, I don't
God.
Like outside.
Okay? Unbelievable.
I'm just saying, right? For a first date, isn't that gross to be outside and, like, getting sweat? Like, I got a little sweaty, but he was so sweaty and smelled, and all I could see was that big beer belly, and you kept ordering sausages. Like, it was seriously just some advice. That's the worst date. Ever. Like, don't
I smelled
because
you dumped
you
your coffee on me on accident, which sounds like it wasn't even an accident. Like, what are you talking about right now?
Yeah, I did spill coffee on purpose. I was trying to get out of the date.
I really don't think it went that bad. Like, I had a great time. I thought you were amazing. You're blowing this, like, I think you remember this wrong.
I think I remember since I literally wanted to die that night. Seriously, like, Hot Gary, he might not have a car, but at least, like, we had a nice time together. I'm going to find his number, you guys. I'm going to get my things together over here.
Good luck with that.
Back.
Okay, she'll call us back.
She's so vicious.
Gary, she hung up.
Was that for real?
She's gone.
It was a mistake. She meant to call another guy.
Is there a way you can still pay for a date for me? Because I got a girl that I can give you a number
Aww.
For.
Oh.
No, it doesn't work that way, brother. I'm sorry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.